Up, boys and girls, and everything in between. It's Bear with us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I am fantastic, but unfortunately, we are not in the studio this week. So we're going to do a little best of Bear with us.
Because some Bear with us is better than no Bear with us.
Exactly. So bear with us, if you will.
So we have tasked our wonderful producer, Emilio, with picking some of our favorite clips and his own to amass this ensemble of greatness that we're bringing your way today. Enjoy.
I'm excited for today. Something a little different, if you will.
This could be the first ever play-along version of Bear With Us. You and I have been spending more time in the last week or so than we have in the past several months.
Yes.
And when that is the case, we look for ways to keep things exciting and busy and keep our minds occupied.
Right.
So yesterday, you, as you often do, decided to fall down a rabbit hole of online magazine quizzes.
I feel like I know you like the back of my hand. But do I? I don't know. According to Cosmo, maybe I don't.
We're going to find out.
Right.
Because we have compiled an amalgamation, if you will, from several different quizzes. We looked through, picked our favorite questions. So we are going to attempt to see if we got one another's correct.
It's almost like the dating game, or what is it, the newlywed game? Like, how well do you know each other? But we're not doing the most obvious questions. There's a few that are pretty obvious, but a lot of them are sort of obscure, if you will.
And it dawned on me, we were having this conversation yesterday, that I believe the example I used was, I'm not entirely sure what your favorite movie is, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
Favorite colors, favorite foods. We know roundabout things, but as far
not
as
like the hard hitting, like the answer,
precision accuracy is what we're after. Basically, you can enjoy this episode of Bear With Us as it devolves into a full blown chaotic argument.
Yes,
which is
because
about
I guarantee there's going
to
be an argument in here.
And of course, we will get to your questions at the end of the show in ye old Bear With Us mailbox.
Here's the mail.
No, you can't jump the gun.
I just wanted
just
to get a little test
it,
out there.
You don't need the test. Oh, also, by the way, precursor to us running through this litany of questions, don't you dare do the damn question voice for every question.
Okay, first of all,
save that.
It wouldn't have even crossed my mind until you brought it up. So now you're screwed, honey.
I might make it through three and quit. I might just
retire. I'll save it specifically for the mailbag.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So just for clarification purposes, we will read a question and then attempt to guess the other's answer.
Yes.
And if we are correct, we get a point. If we are incorrect, five lashes with a cat of nine tails.
Okay. But also don't think I'm just going to like brush over your wrong answers.
I mean, I've never been wrong a day in my life.
Anywho, okay, the first question. I'm not doing my voice, which sounds weird. What is your favorite movie?
So this was one I struggled with. I know of several that you are a big fan of, but to pinpoint it down to one,
I don't know. I'm going to say right now you're not going to get it right.
Probably not, but I went Dirty Dancing.
Nope. Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Yes.
I never knew that was your favorite movie. I'm a big fan of that movie.
I'm going to guess your favorite movie is Major League.
Okay, that's one of them because I don't have a single favorite movie. I have probably a top five.
Okay, is Major League
Major
up
League
there?
Is definitely
yeah,
one.
Yeah!
So point you.
How do we keep the points? I'm just going to put like a little one.
And this is basically like whose line is it anyway? The points are made up and they don't matter.
Okay. What do you like most that I do in bed?
I would say it's not a particular act. It is the overall willingness to experiment.
I did not put that.
What did you put?
I put fellatio.
Oh, in a very technical medical term. Is there any less sexy word for that than the proper clinical term? Have you ever been like in the heat of passion and be like, oh, baby, I'd love some fellatio. If you provide me some fellatio, I'll gladly reciprocate with some cunnilingus.
Ew, that that word right. is disgusting.
Sounds terrible. Ugly, awful words. Great in execution. Anyway, okay.
Next
so
question,
you're still winning,
please.
I think.
I am. Who would play us in a movie about our life? So we each put an actor and an actress. Who did you put?
I put Ryan Reynolds for myself.
Oh, okay.
And J-Lo is you.
Oh, yes, J-Lo. I put J-Lo and Ryan Gosling. Why would you pick Ryan Reynolds over Ryan Gosling?
Because Ryan Reynolds is really funny.
So is Ryan Gosling.
Is he?
And Ryan Gosling's a babe.
Is Ryan Reynolds not a babe?
He's okay.
I mean,
between Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling, out of the two Ryans, Ryan Gosling is a more superior Ryan. Next question. Who is your hall pass?
You have to guess my hall pass,
yeah.
Correct?
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to take this one first because this is a discussion that we had not too long ago amongst friends.
Yes.
Where once upon a time, when you and I had this conversation, your hall pass was Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Because you said he was just so handsome, had so much swag, and just the way he carried himself.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I get that. Unfortunately, no longer an option. But
no, that's so sad.
I didn't have a replacement because nobody has been intimated to me
enough. Dennis Rodman.
Really?
That's what Danielle and I both chatted about that night. Dennis Rodman, there's just something about him. He's like a troublemaker. He's handsome. Like, I would say more Dennis Rodman back in the day. Like, now he's a little, like, washed up. But back in the day, Dennis Rodman, oof, he's a babe. I did not put a hall pass for you. I don't even know who the f*** your hall pass would be. I've asked you so many times, babe, who's your hall pass? Is she a babe? You think she's a babe? Is she a babe? And a lot of times you agree, yeah, she's a babe. But like, I don't know who your hall pass would be.
I don't have someone that I'm like head over heels crazy about all the time.
So who did you pick? Is your hall pass?
I didn't pick one.
Give me a few. Hall pass for me as a chick, I would pick Carmen Electra. I'd pick Pam Anderson. And I mean current day. Like, I don't even care. They're
okay.
Babes now.
Right. Okay, there's two. I second both of those.
Cool.
Great.
But wait, give me some of your own.
I don't know. Like, it's not something, I just don't put anyone on a pedestal like that.
Oh,
it's not
God.
To say they don't exist. I just can't think of it. Like I said, we'll come back to it. I'm sure something will spark a memory.
All right, here we go. Next one. What is the first thing I do in the morning?
You take the dog out. And you turn coffee on. What do you mean? I wake
That's
up with you.
That's not the first thing I do in the morning.
Check your phone.
Nope. Before that.
It's impossible. You wake up, you check your phone, and then you put the harness on the dog and take it
no,
for a walk.
No, I do something before that.
I don't know.
Say my prayers.
In the morning?
Yes.
I never knew that was a thing.
Oh my God. I've told you that I do that. You don't listen to me when I talk to you. Every morning before I get out of bed, I say my prayers. But the first thing you do in the morning, look at your phone.
I was going to say brush my teeth.
Oh, well, before that, you look at your phone.
Sometimes.
Who initiates sex the most?
Me.
Me?
No, I'm going to say me because I generally initiate long term in advance. Lately, I've been on the road. So like the night before or the day of the text.
You, no, honey. I send you the text.
Only when I'm in a bad mood.
Which is almost all of the time. You really think you initiate sex more than me?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been trying for 2 days and...
How? Please tell me how you've been trying.
Certified free.
By like touching my butt when we're in bed? Like that's initiating?
I mean, that seems like a pretty solid indicator.
I touched your butt like 3 times before you got into bed last night.
Yeah, but while we were clothed and upright.
Okay. We get in bed, you put your hand on my butt. That means let's have sex.
No, not necessarily. I just like to touch your butt.
Sure.
But it's like an indicator that, hey, the option's on the table.
Okay. Gotcha. What's your favorite part of my body? I know what you're going to say about mine.
What?
Booty.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm going to say of yours?
Yep.
What?
My d***.
Yes. I put wiener hole.
Wait. Wiener hole.
Just as a joke, but yeah. Your wiener.
Okay. See, that was an easy one. That was a layup. Notice we didn't say anything silly like, oh, your eyes.
I know.
Your lips.
We get right to the point. I'm being realistic here.
The basis of our relationship, purely physical.
Okay. What did I want to be when I was a kid, when I grew up?
You wanted to be a dancer.
Yes. And you wanted to be a wrestler.
Correct.
And look it. We did it.
Right.
Look at us. Go us. Making dreams come true. Okay, what is my shoe size?
7.5.
Did you look at my shoes this morning?
No, I didn't.
You swear?
I swear.
Okay. You're a 13.
Am I right?
Yeah. You're a 13.
Incorrect.
12.
No.
15.
Nope.
22.
11.
I've bought you shoes before.
Right. And you've never purchased me a 13. So
really,
you might have me confused for somebody else.
No, I really thought you were 13. Mm. Okay. What is my biggest fear?
Getting old and not having children.
How did you know that?
Because you told me a long time ago, and I remember things. At least I make a conscious effort to remember them.
That's very sweet.
Well, see, I win the game now.
Oh, no, your biggest fear. I know your biggest fear. Driving in the back seat when it's raining out.
Yes, riding.
Riding in the back seat when it's raining.
Yes.
Which is a very specific fear.
It is. I'm petrified to be in a vehicle operated by anybody else in the rain if I'm in the back seat. If I'm in the passenger seat, not a big deal. If I'm driving, I'll drive all night. But to be in the back seat when someone else is driving and it's pouring down rain gives me anxiety like nothing else on the planet.
Very interesting and specific.
Oh.
I love that journey for you.
Please stop.
I'm like touched.
You're about to be.
Oh.
If I win, that's my prize.
Okay.
And if I lose, then it's a consolation gift.
I didn't agree to that, but I will now. You just earned major points. You're going to get it all tonight.
There we go.
Like anything you want on the table.
You want me to dye
even
my hair
on the
green?
Table. No, baby. I like you just how you are.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd prefer me in a wedding dress.
I hate you. Okay. Who's my best friend?
Your sister, Bree.
Yes. Yours is Mansuri.
Yeah.
If you had to describe me as a smell, what would it be? I'm going to guess what you guessed for me.
Okay.
Spray tan.
Oh, wow. That was a good one. No, I didn't think of that. Maybe I took this differently. When I read the question, I meant it as far as like, if you were a smell, what smell would you
be? Oh.
Not like a literal aroma
like
that
smell.
Emanates from your body.
Right.
Because then it would be gym sweat. I'm kidding.
How would you describe me then?
I compared you to a cinnamon roll.
Oh.
Particularly Cinnabon. In the airport when you get off of a plane and you just smell the smell and it's like, should I go over and partake right now? It puts me in an instant good mood and sometimes gives me a boner.
Sometimes I give you a boner.
You never had a Cinnaboner?
Babe!
Come on, it doesn't have to be a literal thing. That should be their marketing. I'm going to call somebody at Cinnabon and call their
whole Cinnaboner.
A Cinnaboner.
Okay, well, the fact that I give you a boner sometimes makes me kind of happy. I want to give you a boner all the time.
Okay, then maybe you should douse yourself in Cinnabon icing.
This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. I am obsessed with eating cereal, and for the longest time, I always felt guilty when I'd be eating cereal, whether it be before my workout, after my workout, before I go to bed. And now I don't have to because I feel guilt-free eating Magic Spoon. It has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So many of you have asked, and now you can finally build your very own custom variety box. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus my new favorite flavor, which is peanut butter. I'm so obsessed, and there's also a cinnamon flavor. It tastes amazing. It's honestly too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BEARWITHUS, B-A-R-E, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bearwithus and use the code BEARWITHUS to save $5 off. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring our podcast.
Can we please talk about something here before we get into today's episode? My boyfriend did some Instagram shopping, if you will. Has anyone ever seen like these random ads that come up? And I'm not talking like, for me, the random sponsored ads that come up on my Instagram are like Forward, Revolve, Louis Vuitton, like nice high-end, designer clothing or Saks or something, or even Fashion Nova, I guess. But Matt, on his Instagram, apparently gets all of these bootleg designers or bootleg stores because he was so proud to show me the shirt he got yesterday.
Wait. Just let me, before you jump the gun, let me defend myself. I don't choose what ads come up on my Instagram. It's based on...
But it's based off of what you've clicked before and what you've bought from before.
Right. And I so you have clearly purchased buy like a lot band of, t-shirts.
Yeah,
and
band t-shirts that are $2 and you spend $50 on them.
Okay, well, I don't know that they're $50.
Hey, but you need to ask me next time. I don't care what you spend your money on, but ask me if it's reputable, if it looks nice, if it looks like it's something worth spending money
on.
It
looked great, okay? I looked at the website. All the t-shirts looked awesome.
Everything looks great online.
I was very excited. It was very reasonably priced. $22 for a t-shirt, that's like average. So I had no reason to think twice. I'm like, okay, a band t-shirt for $22. Yeah, that sounds about fair. Now, mind you, I waited somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 weeks for the arrival of this.
Oh, my God, because it's probably coming from China.
Maybe.
Babe.
I just assumed.
Oh, my God, 6 to 8 weeks. I did not even know that part.
Well, if you notice, they're both sleeveless shirts because I ordered them in the middle of the summer when I might actually.
And they feel like sandpaper.
All right. Well, I didn't feel them prior to purchasing them because they were in China, obviously. I ordered what I thought was a really cool kind of blue tie-dyed Guns N' Roses shirt. We all know the Guns N' Roses logo, the two revolvers with the roses and the yellow ring, right? So as I unpack these shirts, I ordered that and I ordered an Iron Maiden shirt.
Which looks like it was something that your six-year-old daughter painted on a t-shirt.
It looks like somebody, they gave a child bubble paint and told them to paint Eddie, which... I wasn't totally heartbroken by that. It is what it is.
Okay, but let me
Guns N' Roses shirt.
Let me get to it. Here's the kicker. It's not. It doesn't say Guns N' Roses. It actually says Sons G. Roses.
There's zero exaggeration on Leah's part. It says Sons S-U-N-S. Where the N would ordinarily be is the G, and at least one third of the equation is correct. Sons G Roses. Do I wear it and laugh at how ironically funny it is because I tried to buy an actual shirt and got ripped off like I was in the parking lot of the Pittsburgh Civic Arena 20 years ago after our WWE show?
Oh my God.
Like somebody just printed some stuff out of nowhere. But there's copyrights, I guess. So
I'm just dying over it. Whenever I saw that, I could not even get over it. Every other sentence out of my mouth had to talk about the Sons G Rosa shirt. Ah, but I digress. I feel like we needed to get that out there.
Yeah, we needed to humiliate me for my... Actually, you know what? I'm not humiliated. I'm not embarrassed. I'll own it. It was 20-something bucks I spent. It didn't pay off. And now I definitely have a unique shirt. I guarantee you I'm the only guy...
No way. I guarantee they mass produce like thousands of those.
That's true.
I guarantee it.
That's true. Now I'm one of many
suckers
around the globe.
Sucker.
Wearing a Sons G Roses shirt.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's Matt. Hope you are loving this episode of Bear With Us. We'll be back next week as usual. But until then, have fun with this. That's all we got.
When I'm in a bad mood and then you get in a bad mood, it just exacerbates my bad mood.
Yes.
I want to be in a bad mood.
Okay, but it's been 2 weeks you've been in a bad mood.
I don't care. It's 2 weeks well-deserved. I deal with a lot of nonsense and BS in my day-to-day life.
We all do.
Sure. So when I decide that when I am in a headspace like I've been for 2 weeks, by this point, I feel like you should know how to handle this and let me work this out on my own, work through it, which to your point is what has to happen, but it takes me some time. I don't just wake up and go, I kind of did. I was in a bad mood last week and then we took a flight and I woke up and I physically felt different for like half the day. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to conscientiously try to pull myself out of this and I'm going to focus on things. And I hung out with the kids and did all these different things that ordinarily make me feel better. And it did sort of. I'm in the headspace where anything that goes wrong now feels like a mountain.
Yes. And that's
because I've already been in this place for so long that if the microphone fell right now on my lap, I would lose my.
Yeah.
Because I'm just wired so tight right now and I don't know how to pull myself out of it at this moment, especially in the middle of a goddamn pandemic. Yeah. Because like we were talking about, yeah, we got to go see live music the other day because that's one of my little pleasures in life. But it's not like the world's functioning as normal where I can just go and have a litany of ways to help myself.
It's hard because I choose to look at things with the glass half full. So like when you complain about something like they didn't have your rental car ready, I'm like, who cares? It's fine. It's hard for me to talk you off a ledge when it's something that I feel like this is so minuscule and not a big deal. But like you said, it could be things that aren't even a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but for whatever reason, they all add up. So me as your partner trying to sit here and not here right now, but when, you know, XYZ happens and I'm like, babe, that's really not that big a deal. Like, I know it's not what you want to hear, because if I tell you that's not a big deal, you're like, well, it pissed me off. So then I have to say, well, yeah,
right.
You know,
there's that nothing worse than when you're in a bad mood and have somebody tell you, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's totally. Even worse now.
Exactly.
I want to kill you. And even you weren't even part of my problem.
Right. And that I know that. So that's why when you're like, oh my God, I just got a paper cut. I'm like, let's light that piece of paper on fire and give it what it deserves. Even though really I'm like, you have a fucking paper cut, get over it. But
just,
that's how I feel.
Just for clarification purposes, of all the problems and minutiae I've dealt with, a paper cut has not been one of them.
Well, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
I know. I was just clarifying.
Okay. But I'm just saying that's from my point of view. I'm trying to be there, even though I don't agree or see the reason why you get so upset over these little things. But that's you and that's who you are. And I can't change that, nor would I want to. So I just am trying to navigate and learn and figure it out. I mean, obviously we haven't been together 2 years. So, you know, and now we're living
first time in history I've been in a bad mood. So I can understand why that would be shocking to you.
Every time we're in a bad mood, I learn more and more, which at this point.
Get a Rhodes Scholarship.
But in all honesty, it is what it is. I think every relationship, you know, has their struggles and every person deals with depression and issues in a different way. I can flip the switch and talk about me. I know that despite what everyone may think, I'm not perfect. So I know I have issues too. And I know that, you know, when I go through my moods or have my funks, I know I want to be left alone. And for you, I know that's difficult because you want to fix it. And I'm like, just don't even talk to me. I'll fix it on my own. I know how to fix it. I just have to fix it, but you can't fix it. But I want you to love me and shower me with compliments and tell me how amazing I am, even though I'm being a bitch.
Like about a month ago when you were in a mood and I actually agreed with the point you were making, but I apparently agreed using the wrong terminology from what you desired in that particular moment, which led to you shouting at me for 45 minutes. Hitting me in the head
with a soup ladle. When do I ever shout at you?
I was kidding. I was trying to make it exciting.
Well, that's not exciting.
People are listening. I think people would think you beating me with a soup ladle would be kind of exciting.
I never laid a finger on you.
Well, maybe I'm projecting a fantasy. Maybe I want to be hit about the head and neck and shoulders with a soup ladle.
Just shut your mouth. You just sound stupid.
You sound stupid. Is there a D at the end? Panned?
But in all seriousness,
I had to break it up. I had to break up the monotony.
I know.
I don't want people feeling like they're actually sitting in group therapy.
Listen, we can't all be sunshine and rainbows all the time.
I know. It's hard. I'm sunshine and rainbows like 364 days a year.
And except I actually am sunshine and rainbows almost all the time. Right.
Yeah, you're like a goddamn Lisa Frank calendar.
Exactly. And you are a Black Sabbath poster.
You want to try that again?
You're like a pro poster. You're like black, dark.
Brooding.
Cauldron. You're a cauldron.
I'm a cauldron.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Okay.
You're a cauldron. And I'm Lisa Frank.
Everything's about balance.
Exactly. See, if we could just find someone right in the middle of us, that would just be like...
Did you just propose we have a throuple?
Okay, but let's get back to it.
We could find another chick and make her our buffer for moods only.
Why does she have to be a chick? Like, why can't we get Dennis Rodman in here?
You know what's crazy? If Dennis Rodman joined the equation, you'd probably get voted out.
What?
I have a feeling that's probably what would happen. I think me and the worm would end up being best friends, and we would just be like, oh man, Leah's coming home. You want to go out? Yeah, cool.
Do you ever do that?
With Dennis Rodman? No.
Oh, like Leah's coming home. Let's leave. Like,
No, I don't. I'm just saying if that was the case, if Dennis Rodman joined our relationship.
We're digressing so far.
Listen, we need some levity in this situation. This is heavy. I'm venting. I'm bearing my soul for the listeners to hear.
Well, and I was trying to make myself look bad for your sake. So you're not the only bad one in this relationship. And then you started talking about Lisa Frank. But you really f***ed me up here. I'm not on the yellow brick road anymore. I don't even know where I am.
You were talking and about to admit to everyone that you're not perfect. And right. That when you are in a bad mood, like I have been for 2 weeks, you tend to do the exact same things that I do.
No, I do not do the same exact things that you do.
Yeah.
I internalize everything and I just need you to like compliment me in the meantime. That's it. Just be nice to me, give me love, and let me figure it out on my own. And I don't take it out on you.
Right.
So that's something that I don't do in our relationship because that's just not how I communicate.
How would you suggest somebody handle this? Because this is definitely something I'm saying this with 100% confidence. People listening to this have dealt with it. They either do or in the past, or there was an email in the official Bear With Us mailbox that said something to the effect of the pandemic is weighing on people. And I think that can't be discounted, even though it's become somewhat normal at this point, 8 months into the process. It's still not normal by human standards, by societal standards, by relationship standards. People are dealing with that they've never had to deal with before.
Not one thing could change about your life. Like you could still be going to work. You could still be, you know, around your kids, your family, your friends. But we're in the middle of a pandemic. So no matter what, it's going to affect you in one way or another.
Right. And while we've been in this pandemic, everything that has happened in the world largely has been negative.
Yeah.
And so it's like a lot. Like not only are you fighting your own
internal battles.
Yeah, internal battles and whatever demons lurk in your skull, you're dealing with the world going mad as it stands right now. Yeah. So it's like there's a lot. And you say you internalize things when you're angry. I try to not put anything over, not to acknowledge things when they're little that bother me because I think, oh, that's nothing. But the problem is when I dismiss it the first time, it just kind of chills out somewhere in my brain.
Yeah.
And then when I dismiss something else, that dismissal now runs and joins the previous dismissal in that same little corner of my brain.
Yeah.
So when it gets full, I explode and not like yelling, screaming, raving in anger. Just it's this is my explosion, so to speak, like just to be miserable for quite some time.
Right.
In your professional opinion, despite not being a professional.
Right.
How can people avoid this pitfall that we are in right now?
Well, I don't think you can avoid it. I don't think you can avoid it. I think you have to go through it. There's no relationship that's perfect. Everyone's going to go through ruts. Everyone's going to go through down times. It's going to be up and down. That's life. That's relationships. We're humans. And I feel like when you're going through something, hopefully you do have a partner who can be there and listen to you and accept your flaws. And no, I know you're not perfect, but I love you. And I love the fact that I don't love it, but you get upset over these little things and it is what it is. This is what makes you you. And I wouldn't change you for anything. So I just have to, and I am learning how to deal with it, learning how to help you, learning not to take it personally. And I think, you know, that's all we can do and just learn rather than getting mad and exacerbating the problem. Cause I know if I were to tell you, babe, why are you getting mad over that? You'd be like, well, what do you mean? And then it's going to create a bigger fight. We have to humble ourselves. We have to take one for the team. We have to, you know, just shut our mouths and listen rather than making the problem worse. Cause there's so many ways I could have made the problem worse. You could have made, when I was in my rut last month, you could have made it worse. But instead, you know, we just have to be there for each other. And if you think you have a perfect relationship, you're lying to yourself. If you're telling, oh, I don't go through bad times or I don't go through ruts. Yes, you do. And I'm guarantee your partner does too. Maybe they just don't feel comfortable talking to you about it. But at the same time, we can't avoid it.
So what, from your perspective, being in the position that you are in, you just said, don't take it personally, which I think is really good. How do you prepare or train your mind to not take it personally, knowing that it's not you, it's whatever I'm dealing with or whatever someone's partner is dealing with?
Well, I think a lot of times we have too much pride to be like, I'm trying to think of how to even explain it. I know if you're like pissed off at me about something, I know if I did something wrong, and I could try to think, okay, how did I, but no, I didn't do anything. I know I didn't. So I know it's something that you're going through, whether you have admitted it yet or not. I have to go through things that we've been through together and realize, okay, he's done this before. That was because he was mad about this problem, not because of something I did. And then I realize it. Can't take it personally. And then I try to ask you, babe, like, what's going on? And then either you admit it or it takes a little while to admit it. And then we just learn from it. Like, you can't take it personally. And if you know in your heart or your mind, if you do something wrong, we all know if we did something to piss our partner off or like, oh, maybe this could have pissed him off. Can't be that oblivious to it. So you just can't take it personally. It is what it is.
About, I'm asking you this because I know that this happened, but at the time I wasn't self-aware of what was going down, but I was pissed off about X, Y, and Z. You asked me about it. And then I sort of projected all these things, not all of them, but I projected them toward you. And I started almost searching for problems.
Yeah, you listed things that I was doing wrong.
I think it's like, well, I mean, it's a long list. And we only had dinner one night. It was kidding.
No, when we were at dinner last week, I forget how it even came up. And then you started saying, well, I feel like I've been a ghost to you the last 2 days. And I was like, for a second, I was offended. I was like pissed off. I'm like, what do you mean? You're a ghost to me. All I've done the last few days is spend every waking second with you and with your kids and doing everything for them. And I was like, how can that even be possible? And then I realized, oh, he didn't mean that. Because I know how you fight, right? And you also have to learn that about your partner, how they fight and things they do and say when they're pissed off and mad, and you go for the jugular.
I'm basically the Muhammad Ali of verbal arguments.
You like one thing,
you can't touch me.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I just,
I'll rope a dope your ass.
I just can't stand about you. That's one thing I can't stand. And I know you're working on it, but when you say things,
why'd you do the air quotes with your fingers?
Because you haven't gotten better at it.
We don't fight that much.
But when you're pissed off about something, even if it's something I didn't do, you tell me all these things that I do wrong that aren't necessarily true.
I feel like it's healing from a worldview perspective. Like, well, if I got to fix this problem, I might as well. If we're going to replace the toilet, might as well change the tiles on the bathroom floor too.
Babe, the things you say are just like weird.
It made sense though. It was a great analogy.
That's weird.
Somebody listening to this heard that analogy.
I think everyone is like, your analogies are
also great at home improvement.
And you just stop.
Look, no, here's what's happening right now. I'm pulling you out of your funk and you don't want to be.
I'm not even really in
a
funk.
No,
I'm in a funk with you, but not in the world.
I am
only with you.
The laughter,
no, babe,
and the lightheartedness.
Funny. It's annoying.
Everybody's having a great time, but you.
No.
I mean, I feel like.
God. I just want to walk out of this room.
Then go.
You're driving me
nuts. I could take this all by myself. I'm a professional podcaster.
Hey, you still there? You awake? You enjoying this?
What do you think, they went to sleep?
Maybe.
Don't go to sleep. But if you are enjoying this, make sure you follow us, like us.
Shut up, pancake.
At bearwithuspod @gmail.com. Send in your questions. Leave us a review. Leave us a star or five. And keep listening.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Jesus, take the wheel. All right. Hey, Matt. Oh, wait. It's been so long since I forgot how to do question.
Oh, God. I thought we turned over a new leaf.
Number one, honey. Hey, Matt and Leah. First of all, listening to the podcast has helped me a lot. So thank you so much. Leah is so funny and I love her voice.
My part helps her, just for clarification.
There's one thing I am very awkward about, and that is sex. My partner does all the work and sometimes I feel bad. I feel like I can't be sexy, even though he says I am, or I'm scared to do something wrong. How can I improve with this and take on the dominant role? Love you guys.
From a guy's perspective, or from my personal perspective, being sexy is a category totally unto itself.
Right.
Being hot and being sexy are two different things to me.
Right.
If your man says you're sexy, believe him. It's just, it could be the way you carry yourself, the way you do something. It might make him wild. And if he's telling you that you're sexy, he's not lying to you. Guys don't make it a habit of promoting false compliments, especially to someone they're in a relationship with. It's different, right? If it's like a night out, you're trying to
get laid.
Whiff your way down the bar skank ladder and throw out a few false compliments here. But when you're in a relationship with somebody, if he's into something you're doing, believe him. if you are interested, which is cool, I also want to commend you for having like the mindset to go, hey, this isn't my milieu. This is not where I'm comfortable. Don't be afraid.
Have a glass of wine. Loosen up a little bit. I'm not saying get drunk. Have one glass, okay? And maybe watch some porn. Watch some porn. I mean, this is what I'm going to say. Porn is not real life. So, like, if you're watching porn and, like, what your man is watching porn, that's not what real sex is going to be like, okay? But maybe you can get some ideas. Maybe you can suggest watching it together. Or maybe if you are not comfortable with that, watch them on your own. And then, like, take some little, a couple things that the girl does and then try that on your man. And if you have a glass of wine, you're not going to feel as silly. And I promise you, no matter what you do, your man is going to be into. Like, guys aren't thinking about the little details when you're having sex. They're just looking at their hot chick. He thinks you're sexy. Just do it. Like, who cares? What do you have to lose? There's no way you're going to do something that he doesn't like, unless you like stick a finger in his butt and he doesn't like that. But maybe just ask permission first.
Definitely ask permission and don't keep hammering at home. It's not going to increase your chances.
But honestly, just especially this is your partner, like, you should feel comfortable around them. Just don't be afraid. Like I said, have a little drink, loosen up, and just, you don't have to try a million things at once. Try one new thing, and I guarantee some, like, oh, whoa, where'd that come from?
I still stand by my old theory that if you want something in the sexual neighborhood, put it out there.
She's just saying she doesn't want to just feel like she's just laying there making him do all the work. So, like, maybe, you know, you get on top of him, you know, kiss him a little bit, go down his neck, and then, you know, the rest, you know what to do. Come on. Question number two, honey. Hey, Matt and Leah, this is my situation. I'm a 28-year-old male. I consider myself an extrovert and normally talk to just about anyone and easily make friends with random strangers with no problem. But every time I'm around this one person, I get all tongue-tied. My body would tense up, can't think of the right words to say, or just not say anything at all to avoid making an ass of myself. Even when we're in a group of mutual friends, I get all flustered. My brain just goes dumb when I'm around her. I haven't experienced something like this ever before, and I have no idea what to do. Any advice would be a big help. Well, clearly someone's got a big old crush. Maybe she'll find it endearing. Maybe she thinks it's cute that you're, you know, a little nervous and tongue-tied. I think I would be flattered if a guy was, like, nervous around me.
I would think if, as long as you're upfront about it and not trying to play it cool.
Because then you're just going to look like a fool.
Then you're going to look silly. If you are up trying to talk to this girl and putting on some shtick, or like you're trying to play this game, look how smooth I am, you're setting yourself up for failure. Maybe be honest. And yeah, if you're talking to her and you do sound stupid, just put it out there. Just right. Go, hey, listen, I'd like to go grab a drink or go get some coffee with you or something. And just be upfront. Say, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I sound like a goof because I get tongue tied.
Right.
To Leah's point, maybe it'll be endearing.
I think it would be flattering. I think if you were just like, listen, I feel like such a fucking idiot. Every time I'm around you, I get so nervous. And this isn't even me. Like, I never get nervous. All of a sudden, right off the bat, going to feel important. She's going to feel like, oh, wow, I make this guy nervous. That's cool. I think from a female perspective, it's very flattering. So if you're just honest and you say that, and then that breaks the ice. You don't have to worry about if you fumble over your words. Like, if you can joke around about it with her up front, then you have really nothing to worry about from that point on. I mean, it's basically like when Matt and I met. He was so tongue-tied because he actually is tongue-tied. And he's very nervous.
You bring that up all the time. That's like your favorite thing to bring up now.
So funny. You, someone who speaks for a living, who talks from the moment he wakes up to the moment you go to sleep, sometimes even in your sleep, you're tongue-tied. That's wild to me.
For people listening, being tongue-tied doesn't necessarily only mean that you can't speak or you stumble over your words. I'm literally tongue-tied. My frenum on the bottom of my tongue is attached almost to the very tip of my tongue. Therefore, I can only stick my tongue out about halfway. Mm. It looks like I feel silly. I feel inadequate, although I've been told otherwise.
You are anything but. Anyway, it was flattering the first time Matt and I were chatting. He was like, I just don't really know what to say. I'm like, I'm very nervous. You make me clammy. And I don't know what to do with my hands. It was really cute. And I was like, you know
what? I feel really warm.
When I'm around you, when I touch your breasts, they feel like a bag of sand. I was like, what? Okay.
She is a hoe. For show.
You better put your hoe on a leash. All right. Last question. Question number three, honey. Hey guys, I've been a fan of both of you and you're one of my favorite celebrity couples. Are we celebrity couple? No, but that's cute. Thank you. I have a weird situation. I met my boyfriend weeks before quarantine and now we've been together for 6 months and we are always so happy together. Never fight, never a boring moment, even during quarantine. He's active Air Force and found out in August that he will be deploying for South Korea in December and will be gone for 1 year. We agreed to talk all the time and stay together. A few weeks ago, he found out he's not coming home after deployment, but the military is sending him permanently to Arizona. We are from New Jersey. I feel like the military has ruined our amazing relationship, and I saw a future with him. I want to take things one day at a time, but he's not thinking the same way as me. I just don't know what to do in this situation. Any advice? It sucks that he's getting deployed. Like, that's awful. But if what you feel like what you have is strong and you're already thinking about him coming back in a year and you were going to be okay in New Jersey, but now he's going to be in Arizona, like, you can make it through that year, right? I feel like it will suck, but you can keep in touch. However, if he's going to Arizona afterwards, I don't know. That definitely is tricky. But I will say, if you feel like it's something that you want to be in, like, I guess you have to relocate. That's what I would have to say.
I'm going
to
agree completely. If you have enough foresight and you feel strongly enough now that you're already looking forward to a year ahead from now, that you're trying to make this year with him on the other side of the world work, then, hey, you know what? New Jersey's not that great of a place.
Babe, don't say
that. Move to Arizona.
But you have to make the decision. She has to decide if she wants to pick up her life and move.
Agreed.
You know, and not everyone like me will just pick up and move for somebody. And I feel like you have to decide if this is worth it. At the end of the day, you can fly to go see your family. You can go do what you have to do. But if you don't feel like you're ever going to find someone as special as him, then maybe he's worth it.
The good news is you have a year to think about it. Yes. While he's going to be gone. In the interim, send nudes. Trust me, he's going to need it. He's on the other side of the world. And if you want to remain fresh on his mind, that's a great way.
Well, also, he needs to do stuff too. You can't just like send nudes.
Well, he didn't write the letter. I'd have been like,
no,
hey,
I know.
Brother, pics all the time.
But I guarantee they're going to go through a plethora of emotions, like ups and downs, different decisions that are going to be. Guarantee you're going to get in a fight while he's there and you're going to say, well, screw this. I'm not going to move there. Like, don't throw things at each other. You can't like throw it in his face. Well, I'm going to move there or I'm not moving anymore. Don't play that game. Like, if you're going to fight about what you're fighting about. And then, you know, you're going to make up. But I mean, a year is a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad.
Just a reminder, in the state of Arizona, you're allowed to make left turns and pump your own gas.
Well, that does it, folks.
That was a great wrap up.
We made
that
it.
That was the most like, well, all right. We suffered through another one.
Well, I feel like this was heavy.
It was heavy. I think it was too heavy. I think the people are going to hate it.
Well, if they hate it, they hate it. But this is us.
That's right.
This is us being real. And I feel like it was important to address this rather than just come on the air today and be like, we're going to talk about the difference of we don't have the same favorite color today. So we're going to fight about that and teach you how to deal with your partner who looks at a different color. Do you know what I mean? I feel like
I
we can't.
I have no earthly idea what you mean.
I just mean like we can't just come on here and act like everything's fine. We have to address what it's been like at least the last month. And I feel like we've been addressing it and are open every week. Oh, you know, things have been okay. We've been in a funk, but we're getting through it. No, we had to have a whole episode to really just vent and just make you guys aware that, listen, I know we always say we're not perfect, but we're really fucking not perfect at all.
Make sure you refill the mailbox because we read it all the time, as you know, and we love hearing that other people are just as f***ed up as we are.
Thanks for hanging out. We appreciate you checking out this very special edition of Bear With Us. We'll be back, as usual, next week with a brand new episode. We'll reach into the mailbag and hopefully solve some of the problems you don't even realize you have. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
I want to give you a boner all the time.
Okay, then maybe you should douse yourself in Cinnabon icing.